The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, GAA fans are upset at the confirmation that the All-Ireland Football Championship opening round fixture between last year's finalists Kerry and Donegal will be streamed live on GAA Plus. A significant amount of games are going to be shown in GAA Plus again this summer. What will it mean for fans who don't have a subscription and rely on RTE or terrestrial TV to view the games? Joining us now is Daniel Hussey, sports presenter, and Jamesy O'Connor, former All-Ireland winner with Clare. Daniel, to you first. Just run us through what fixtures are on GAA Plus and what fixtures are on terrestrial TV on RTE.
Yeah, so the GAA Plus for round one had three of the four games in the first two top picks. So they've gone for, obviously, Kerry versus Donegal and Cork versus Meath. And that left RTE then to pick their game from the rest. And then Roscommon and Tyrone went to GAA Plus. But I think it's throughout the championship. So round two, they have the majority of games, round three as well in this new format. And then two of the quarterfinals. So I think for this one in particular, I felt personally that they might offset and maybe give RTE the Kerry versus Donegal game, given they've a lot of first choices coming up over the next few weeks. But that's where we're at, that they've gone with those games.
And do you have a view on that? Because I think the GAA's view would be, you know, look, a lot of the games are going to be shown on terrestrial TV, the All-Ireland semi-finals, the All-Ireland finalists. You know, you don't have a God-given right to see every game that's played.
Yeah, 100%. And look, I want to say I love GAA Plus's actual coverage. It's brilliant. And for games that aren't being shown, that was the original idea for, like, people forget that the original idea for GAA Plus, it used to be called GAA Go, was so people outside of Ireland could watch our games. GAA decided to go all in on this streaming service and build it high end. I have a few reservations in the amount of first choice games they're getting. So they still, like, they've two quarterfinals, they've three of the four round three games, and obviously they've Kerry versus Donegal this weekend. I think the GAA's probably gone a little bit too much in terms of giving more games to GAA Plus. I appreciate more games than ever are being shown, but this is a completely new format. So it's people are like, oh, these games wouldn't have been shown anyway, but of course Kerry versus Donegal would have been shown on terrestrial TV had we had this format a few years ago. So I feel I understand the GAA going in this direction, even though, despite the fact the Premier League hasn't done this, for example. But
the Premier League in England?
Yeah, there's no Premier League streaming service, so they still rely on Sky.
Yeah, but you have to pay. You don't get to see a Premier League game unless you're paying for it.
100%. But I think the issue is not necessarily the cost here; it's the access. And despite
is it not really about cost? I mean, what else is it if it isn't cost?
I would say more the access than the cost, to be honest with you, because I know a lot of people in rural Ireland that A, don't have the internet because they choose not to have it, and B, if they do have it, I'm talking about older people here, would probably not know how to set it up. Like, I'll give you an example. I was in a friend of mine's house on Saturday night, wanted to watch Louth versus Dublin, so logged into my GAA Plus, but they don't have a smart TV, so we ended up watching on a web browser. It was a very jumpy picture. Like, the connection was perfect, but the actual picture was very jumpy. So that's what I'm talking about with access. I feel the Premier League hasn't gone in this direction streaming yet, and they rely on
you do have to get a Sky box and so on, so you know it's you're not going to do it on your regular technology. You have to get extra technology in to get the Premier League games.
If you go down that route, but I would also argue for people that are engaged in sport fans that they've already got their Sky Sports subscription, for example, or they choose to watch sports through that lens, so therefore they've got more options. That's not necessarily gap. That's just my reservation, that the GAA has gone for this streaming service. And look, I'll be honest, the coverage is amazing. It's brilliant. And on last Sunday, for example, or two Sundays ago, I was watching the RTE games and had the GAA Plus on my phone. It was a sensational service. I have reservations.
Yeah, I have GAA Plus myself. How much is this for a subscription for the year?
I think I paid like €90, which is a great value, to be honest, for a season pass. So that itself is fantastic. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's the cost that's the issue. I think it's the access for...
Okay. Let's bring in Jamesy O'Connor, former double All-Ireland winner with Clare. Jamesy, what's your take on it?
Again, Shane, listen, there are way more games than ever being played. I mean, you know, I won that Ireland playing four games in the 1990s. Yeah. You play four alone now in the Munster round robin. And Clare and Tipper probably played eight games to win the All-Ireland, you know, in the last 2 years. So, like, you can't broadcast everything. And there is a cost associated with broadcasting these games, you know, the cameras, the sound, the analysis, all that stuff. So Again, I think that's great value. It's actually €95, I think, for the season pass, because again, I have it. 40 games. I was down in Cork Shane a fortnight ago at Cork Limerick watching or trying to watch, Waterford tipped in an absolute banger in the car where we were sitting in traffic with the brother driving. even last Saturday, I mean, you know, Monaghan and Derry, was again a banger of a game. So I think, you know, it's look at even for the individual game pass, it's €15. I mean, the ticket prices for the Munster hurling round robin games have averaged €30-35. So, I mean, I get the fact that maybe older people, obviously everyone would love to see Kerry Donegal. It's the box office fixture, obviously, on that weekend. But listen, I mean, I work for Sky where the games were behind the paywall, and I don't want to sound like a hypocrite. I thought we brought something to it. I thought RT raised their game. And watching the GA Plus stuff, I mean, you know, all the analysis, Richie Hogan, Bubbles, David Burke, Tommy Walsh on co-commentary, they're current. They're guys that know what it's about. They've been in those cauldrons. They've played in those games. And for me, I'm happy with the €95 for the season pass. I think it's excellent value given the quality and caliber of some of the games. And you know, if there is a commercial aspect to it, and if every decent game and all the big fixtures, including Kerry Donegal, aren't maybe there, well then the incentive maybe to go for the season pass doesn't exist. So I can understand why. They have to have that carrot of maybe some of these big games, and obviously from a GA Plus perspective, getting Kerry Donegal was gold for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jamesy, I mean, the reality as well is that the GA does need the revenue from this, and it's putting the revenue back into the games. It's not like it's going into the profit of some multinational or anything. This is going back into Gaelic games in the country, this money.
It does, yeah. And again, I mean, obviously, you know, going back to the Sky days, and Sky actually wanted to show more games, Shane. That was one of the things they were looking for. Obviously, the content they have to fill, they were looking for more games. And I think the GA obviously had this in the pipeline in terms of, you know, bringing this in-house and, you know, using it as a revenue stream. And I suppose the reality is that you know, 40 games, these are 40 games that probably wouldn't be on RT, given that RT already shown, you know, two fixtures on a Sunday and so on. So, the money goes back. And the reality is, well, Shane, I mean, Atletico, Arsenal was, well, I mean, I have a Sky Sports subscription that I'm paying, and she's given out about it at home probably 40, 50 euros a month for. That wasn't on. You couldn't see Leinster and Toulon, the Champions Cup rugby. Eurosport is now behind the paywall. So stuff we would have always watched free to air, like the French Open tennis or the Tour de France. We're having to pay for that now. So, you know,
the Masters in Augusta. Yeah.
BBC and RT. Yeah.
Yeah. Daniel, how about that? This is the way of the world. This is how sport is going. And, you know, actually, it's pretty good value when you think about it.
Oh, 100%. Like I've said about the good value already. Like,
to be fair. Yeah.
It's huge. I don't want to come across negative, but I do want to, like, the GA to me is an amateur organisation. Ultimately, I appreciate the need to make money for sure, but that I've always grown up with that. And if you look at participation rates for cricket when it went behind the paywall, so the 2005 Ashes series was on Channel 4. 20 years later from that, participation rates have gone down considerably, and I put a lot of that down to their move to Sky to pay-per-view. So I think the GA needs to be careful, because it's a split season now, and I'm full supported of that, but it's got to be careful. That's a small window with this new format. There is a lot of games on GA Plus. So I think.
Yeah. I'm always sort of wary about bringing in arguments of things, how things used to be. But I can remember as a kid, I remember the 1983 Munster final when Cork finally ended Kerry's reign in Munster. Like, I watched that on the Sunday game highlights. Like, it wasn't on anywhere. Like, there used to be All-Ireland semi-finals, a final, and that was pretty much it on terrestrial TV. Like, we're actually spoiled for choice today when it comes to the amount of GA that's on television, even on terrestrial television.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And, like, from where we were to the amount of games being shown. But, I will reiterate, because of this new format, there is a lot of better quality games, if that makes sense. Like Kerry Donegal would never have played each other until the All-Ireland semi-finals or final, whereas now they're playing each other in round one. And I feel this is a legacy deal from the Sky Sports and hasn't really changed much in the sense of the first choices and the way they've dealt it. Like, I couldn't believe when I looked at round ones, two and three, the amount of games GA Plus had, because last year it worked well because the majority of their games were round robins. There wasn't that much jeopardy. This time, these games, because of the new format, which we won't get into, I think it could work very well. It's a little bit complicated.
A little bit.
A tad, but we'll get used to it. And I think they should stick with it and all that. But I feel they have to tweak this a little bit because I thought that RT would go for Kerry Donegal.
Jamesy, last word to you. Is there a case for tweaking it?
Well, obviously the football, you know, format is different to the hurling format. But even, you know, this Saturday night, I mean, Cork Waterford, you know, is available. Again, it's probably a game, Shane, that we wouldn't have had the opportunity to watch. And even go back to the previous Sunday, you know, Cork Limerick was shown. The Tip Waterford game was on GA Plus because, you know, the football, I suppose, audience, you know, had Mayo Roscommon. So for the most part, I mean, I'm happy that, look, at more and more games are being televised. It's not perfect. I get it that, you know, older people in particular may not have access to the service or may struggle to it, and maybe the you know, the broadband isn't as good in rural parts of the country as it is in Dublin. But for the most part, Shane, it's at €95 for 40 games. If you can afford a season pass, I think it's fantastic value. And I think anybody that bad enough wants to see Kerry and Donegal, I'm sure we'll find some way to catch
him. Okay, Jamesy, thanks indeed for that. Jamesy O'Connor, former Double All-Ireland winner with Clare. Daniel Hussey, a sports presenter, thanks to both of you. Let us know what you think.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.